A reading from the first book of Kings. Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of the whole community of Israel. And stretching forth his hands toward heaven, he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You keep your covenant of mercy with your servants who are faithful to you with their whole heart. Can it indeed be that God dwells on earth? If the heavens and the highest heavens cannot contain you, how much less this temple which I have built? Look kindly on the prayer and petition of your servant, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry of supplication which I, your servant, utter before you this day. May your eyes watch night and day over this temple, the place where you have decreed you shall be honored. May you heed the prayer which I, your servant, offer in this place. Listen to the petitions of your servant and of your people Israel, which they offer in this place. Listen from your heavenly dwelling and grant pardon. The word of the Lord. There is a rhyme I used sometimes with the little children that went like this. God is big and I am small, but God loves me and God loves all. We used simple gestures as we recited the rhyme. The rhyme said so much in a few simple words, and the children loved it. When I listen to the passage from the first book of Kings, it is obvious that Solomon got the first part of that rhyme, and he got it very clearly. He realizes that God is big. God is so big that the earth cannot contain God. And yet, Solomon realizes that God has honored his people with a sign of his presence. Yesterday's reading told how God made his presence known by filling the temple with a dark cloud, so intense that the priests could no longer minister because the Lord's glory filled the temple. Solomon is very much aware of the transcendence of God, and he realizes how small he and his people are, and he is humbled. And he asks God to listen to the prayers of the people and to grant them pardon. Solomon could not have imagined in his wildest dream that about 900 years later, God would actually become a human being and would spend his earthly life and even give his life to prove God's love for us. God loves all of God's creation. God loves me. And God wants a personal relationship with me. If I were the only one to be saved by Jesus' death, Jesus would have died for me. That is the greatest mystery to be learned, that God, who is so big, could love me, who am so small. We spend our lives trying to absorb this, growing in this awareness. And then we must realize that God doesn't love only me, but God loves every other person God has made. God is our parent, and we are God's children. Somehow we are a part of God, and God loves us more than any parents could love their child. Solomon is overwhelmed by the nearness of God, who has chosen to use the temple as a special dwelling place. How would he have reacted to Paul's words that we are temples of the Holy Spirit? To believe that God lives within us, and not only within us, but within the rest of the human race, our brothers and sisters. The responsorial psalm today is from Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord, mighty God. Take a few minutes and consider yourself as a lovely dwelling place for God. And then take a few more minutes and think of the person or persons with whom you live and try to comprehend that they too are temples of our God. God is big and I am small, but God loves me and God loves all.